Okay. No Fifth Amendment can keep me quiet from saying how much you look beautiful. I'm out. Let me go.
Okay, I want
The Fifth Amendment
fucked him up
so bad.
Henny,
he lost his breath. His breath count had it was gone. He can't say that many syllables.
Don't worry, man. His breathing was all wrong after that.
He has to come up for air.
You're Gilly as hell. You're Gilly. Whoever cried is
Gilly. That was like, fuck, it's
in the end. Fifth Amendment. I can't breathe.
You know the worst thing about him? He quit. He quit near the end as well.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blow.
Are we live?
Yeah, we are.
We're all good to go.
Yes.
Tim's on the motherboard. Pastor Meerkat in the building. We're here again.
Yes.
Episode what number is it? Where's Parks? What episode is it?
Episode six.
We're here in the studio again. And we're here, man. Let's talk. Let's get into it. Firstly, actually, I want to say, if you haven't got your ticket for the live show, you're sleeping.
Get it.
Get that ticket, man. Yeah, get that jab. Sorry, get that ticket. Yeah, these men are looking at me like I'm drunk. I'm definitely drunk.
You are drunk. I'm looking at the camera.
I was thinking about Boris Johnson. But yeah, if you're watching this, go get your tickets for the live show. Birmingham, Monday the 27th of November.
Correct.
London, Sunday the 10th of December.
Uh-huh.
And Manchester the 16th of December.
Yes,
come
sir.
Rock with us. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a lot of games, a lot of crowd participation, a lot of involvement from us. We're going to be singing, we're going to be playing games, we're going to be doing, what else are we doing?
Just don't say too much. Just know it's going to be
It's going to be good.
I saw a couple of tweets about the live show this week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People saying like, oh, yeah, who wants to go to this with me? Last one was so hilarious.
That's true.
Oh,
I've seen that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah, so if there's a few females out there, ladies that, you know, you're coming one up, there's a few ladies that are also coming one up. So maybe hook up with them.
Literally, yeah. Two in 24 hours. Like, yeah. People are saying that they're going alone and they're looking for people to go with. So just hook up and go together.
That's it, man.
We need to create a group
chat. A WhatsApp chat.
A group chat for the people who are going solo and then they can make friends.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's something to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea. Before we kick off, I was going to say, I was looking at our Spotify and there's some comments on there, some good comments on there. Mm. And it just reminded me of like the Spotify journey, like where we've been on. So I remember when we first thought about this idea, it was to keep it like animated and on YouTube, essentially.
A series, isn't it?
And then as we were putting it out, people were saying that they listen to it without watching. Mm. So we're like, what? How can you just listen to like an animation without watching? But they said that the stories were so like good and funny that like if they're on the tube or something, they'd prefer to watch it listen to it on their journey to work.
Yeah.
So it made me think about the journey. Like we started off with just YouTube, then we said, hey, let's put it on Spotify as well.
Mm.
And then we upgraded from there, and then we put the extended stories on Spotify.
Yep.
And then we put some bits that didn't make the season.
Yeah.
And then we've now gone from that to putting the animation on Spotify. And then now we're doing a podcast, a full-blown podcast, which is on Spotify as well.
Yeah.
And I just think it's sick, like how we've moved up the levels with Spotify, and you're getting comments, you get polls, and people are interacting. It's just good to know that we've gone from where we were in 2019 here today in 2023. Spotify.
It's nice to see the support from Spotify.
It's nice to see the support, exactly.
Like the banners.
For sure, yeah.
The banners. We've had like, how many billboards have we had now?
Quite a few billboards.
A couple billboards. It's nice. Shout out Evie, man, in the Spotify team.
For sure.
On top of that, it's just good to give our listeners some of the conversational aspects that they missed out on YouTube as well.
That's true.
And like you said, extended stories.
Yeah.
Some people, they might see 3-minute stories or whatnot, but
yeah,
when you're listening to it on Spotify, then like some of the stories are actually 6 minutes long.
Exactly.
All 12.
And also, it's good to see our faces. A lot of the time, obviously, you see on the animation.
That's debatable.
When we got trims.
Obviously, on the animation, you see us and then you can compare to what we look like in real life. A lot of people, it's been a mystery for a while now, but now we're out here.
Do you feel like you look like your animation?
So bad.
Yours is, you envision the easiest one.
The easiest one?
It's mad as well.
Do you get noticed
some
outside?
People caught me. I get caught before, like, we started doing the full video thing, people would be like, hey, you're on Pastor Beer Can. I'm like, how can you tell? And it's like, yeah.
He was drunk, innit?
How can they tell?
Bro, I don't know.
It's the head.
It's the head or the headline? It's the head.
Hairline?
Bro, come on.
It's the head.
Come on.
Come on. Outside, man.
Remember, we were on the Elizabeth line and this guy, he was like 60 years old and he recognized you. How the hell 60? Did he recognize Shake? Yeah. You on the train?
Was that from?
Yeah. But he recognized the voice. That was the voice one.
Maybe it's a significant. Yeah, who knows? That's true, isn't it? Yeah. Some of us we got distinctive voices in it.
Yeah.
But the guy was 60. So listen, all the way from.
I was so 80, happy, man, because it's like different demographics.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's lit when you get noticed.
Do you think you've got a distinctive voice?
Do you tell me? I think you've got distinctive
mannerisms as well.
Because what my hand, I'm very animated when I'm talking.
But you sound like Castillo, so I don't know if it's that distinctive.
I don't agree, but like let's move on, innit.
Yeah. I'm proud of you lot though, man. Because I'm proud of you lot.
I'm proud of yourself.
But I knew I could do it.
You're part of everything.
Oh.
Who didn't know I could do it?
Let me land. Yeah. In terms of the animation, wasn't really thinking about coming away from animation and showing our real faces and having proper pods.
Yeah,
and we're doing that now, so I'm proud of you lot.
Yeah.
We're podding, man.
Hey, yeah. I said this at, you know, remember when we went somewhere in the summer and they screened PTM and I was talking at the front.
Yeah.
I was next to the really smart,
the one who said Teva.
Yeah.
He kept saying the word Teva.
But when I said, I basically said what Manny said, and I thought I articulated it in such a good way. I was like, the animation provided a shield for us lot. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good metaphor.
Yeah.
This girl comes in and says, yeah, I get that. It's like a proxy.
Yeah.
I was like, proxy?
Proxy's mad.
You know, I don't know if you, man, have ever done them conference talks. I've done quite a few in my day. Yeah. People are always trying to outshine you.
That's part of the whole thing, because now people are going to come to her at the end.
When I got outside, all of you men were like, yeah, that girl's best, man. You did well, but she's best, man.
You used Catalyst, that's why.
Catalyst. I stole that one as well.
All the words you were using were below six letters, bro.
Shield. Shield's got more letters than Proxy.
But Shield is just bait.
When you've got X in the word,
it takes up a level.
X is like 6 points.
That's funny.
All right, man, look. I had a really, really lovely voice note from my mum this week. So basically,
auntie.
Just to give you some background.
Hello, auntie.
Hello, auntie.
She watches. She don't understand nothing, bro.
She's just smiling at the TV.
She
just thinking about what Shield means, bro.
I'm telling you, she doesn't understand.
Just a number one supporter, man.
She just supports it. So yeah, basically, my auntie, one of my aunts, but she's a younger aunt. She bought tickets to the live show in London.
Right, that's scary. You should have told me.
Why?
Like, that's gonna change some of how I approach the show.
Yeah, but she's a young auntie.
Oh, okay.
She knows, below
40.
She's like 37.
Yeah, yeah,
So she bought tickets to the live show, and then she was speaking to my mum about it. Like, yeah, I'm going to Deji's show. Then my mum just starts like, it's basically like PTM is like a degree now for her. Like, yeah. She likes it more than my master's. She talks about it more because bears of my auntie's like younger children have come to her saying like, yeah, Dej, what he's doing is basic. Like, I see it all.
So
she doesn't really understand what's going on. She's like, let me play the voice, because she's like, you're doing this comedy thing. She doesn't know what I am. She doesn't know if I'm a stand-up comedian, a writer. Hey. I just tell her, mum, I'm everything. I'm everything. But anyway, let me play the voice now.
Hello,
how
are you? Are you okay? That's good.
Are you okay?
Don't speed up.
Don't speed up.
What?
How could you say,
are you okay?
Hi, are you okay?
That's good.
I could just say, I'm dying, bro. No, I'm dying.
That was the response.
I'm dying, bro. She's like,
are you okay?
Hello, Digi,
how are you? Are you okay?
She speaks best, though.
Yeah, she does. No, but you're used to it.
Are you coming here for Christmas?
All right, let me skip this part because my brother hates me and she's asking me to link up with him. She doesn't know we're ops. We've been ops for 25 years.
You guys need to kiss and make up to be
cool. That you were doing when you were young. You said, I see they were not looking your
face. All right, hey, chips.
Because of protest.
Okay, cool.
Then again, when is this your program coming on?
So program.
Intercede for you.
What's intercede?
Pray.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Tragedy will come there. Amen.
Ami Loroko Jesu.
That is.
Nah, she said Boko Haram in Shepherd's Bush.
She thinks we're doing all two.
Yeah, that's
what she's telling all her friends, though. Drake.
No, Boko Haram in Shepherd's Bush, that's insane, mum.
Your venues.
But amen, though.
Amen.
With his blood.
Amen.
Nothing tragical will come to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I want to tell you something. You are doing comedian something.
You're doing comedian something.
That's a crazy way to describe animated women.
And I want to tell you something. You are doing comedian something. If you want me to give you a lot of things that you were doing when you were young, your people will laugh.
Laugh to cry.
That's where drinking beer, and you go there and say, oh, you guys drink a lot. Then they slap you once, and you say, what did you say?
You was annoying. You were definitely annoying, bro.
I don't know if I had bear cock that day. The slaps weren't hurting, bro.
So I was like, remember the moment?
Yeah, I remember it. So he like they were like drunk on like Guinness. Like, it was like a whole party.
Guinness.
Guinness, or Genesis, or whatever it's called.
Guinness is funny, you know.
That's what I was saying. We'd be saying you speak Spanish.
So yeah, they're all drinking, yeah, and they're bare licked, and obviously I don't understand the concept of being licked.
I understand
it now, but I didn't understand it back then. So I'm just like, why are you guys behaving like bare tapped? Like, why are you guys behaving weird? You guys must be bare drunk. And then he was like, don't say that to me. Then he must have just hit me. Like when she's saying slap, he just like hit me on the back of the head. Yeah. And I was like, but you are drunk though.
And he kept saying it.
Like, yeah,
but you're drunk.
I think because he was licked, the punches weren't the same. They weren't waiting the same.
You might be licked yourself.
Yeah, so true.
A lot of coke at the movie, bro. What kind?
Chill.
Seems to not knowing that you shouldn't say that. I said, please, daddy, don't smack my son again. He's a baby.
I was 10 as hell, bro.
Our moms, African moms, always call their husbands daddy.
The way, as if, like, the kid, you know what it is, though?
Why?
Because you know, like with kids, if you hear
the first name,
exactly. If you hear your dad calling your mum by her first name all the time,
you start saying,
yeah.
by their first name. So they say daddy and mummy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I know my mum and dad's real name.
You wouldn't have at that time.
I've heard teachers call them by
Manny. Don't be like that.
Our teachers used to call them Miss your surname.
You think?
Our
teachers knew all of our parents' names.
And it's more about the frequency, isn't it? If they're calling you, that you're supposed to learn when you're a parent, a new parent, to start calling your partner, well, stop calling your partner by their name, because the more frequently they hear your name, then that's what they just kind of learn to call you.
Exactly.
There was a show in which somebody calls their parents by their name or something like that. It was so weird. But
kids do that bit. I remember when my nephew said my name for the first time, I was vexed with him.
I said, Uncle Peter.
He's going to move on to Pedro soon. That's why he's really rude. Anyway, let me move on with this.
Good.
By the time your friend said your brother wore my knickers to school,
What? I told that story though. I told it on the exclusion. That's the exclusion story. And I think I put that part in there as well. So that's when I got exclusive.
That's
so
when you...
he made a sick joke in front of the class and everybody was laughing.
Yeah,
then I punched him and then the teacher got involved.
Oh, and then, yeah.
Yeah, my mum...
Your brother wore your mum's knickers. That's a giant joke slap. Like back in the day, yeah, that's having a whole class in.
Yeah, bro. I'm feeding that one to my nephew, bro. Slapping.
And it was in the statement as well. When my mum read it, she was like, what kind of people are you hanging around?
That's slap. Oh...
And she's laughing, bro.
Honestly, all the time that you said,
she's got bad stories, you know.
That somebody was snoring, and you said, oh, I bet that should be daddy. You were I was trying to dress you to go to school that time. So many, many other things. So if you want me to give you more gist, insert it in your this thing, and
insert
because it's very.
Why is she saying that? That part pissed me off.
What?
Why is she saying insert Yoruba language? See, my mom does stuff like this. Mom, you do stuff like this, you know.
That's what slaps on TikTok. She knows.
She knows I've already done that. So why are you trying to act like you gave me the advice now? She knows I've done that. I know somebody must have sent it to her saying, like, he's speaking. So why are you suggesting speak Yoruba?
Probably would have assumed that was slap.
Yeah.
It did slap as well. Yeah. I don't know if she understands the stats, but it slapped.
Yeah.
So when we getting her on?
True.
She wouldn't slap, to be honest.
She'd do a mum pod.
That would slap.
And they all sit in our places.
Yeah.
That'd be scary, man.
That would be scary.
My mum would be down.
I think our mums would argue, though.
What would they talk about?
My mum's like...
They'll just start praying. It would just be prayer.
Come on. They slap, yeah, and then it's a whole other thing.
Bro, 100%. We go on their pod. Anyway, yeah, that's my mum's voice note, most of it. And I think she ends it with some prayers. But, yeah, thank you, mum, so much. I actually wanted to say, yeah, I want to speak about growing up in an African household in a sec, but before that, I actually wanted to say I'm so grateful to my mum because although we had a lot of like issues between us, the one thing she always clocked from young is that like I was a creative and she always let me just do that. Like she was always like very supportive of that. With football, she was resistant for some reason, like as most parents are.
I understand. She's showing his shot power.
You will never make it.
You will
never.
Go on, sorry. You were saying some really good stuff there.
Yeah, she didn't run the football thing, but the creative thing, like violin, piano classes, all that stuff. She always put loads of money and effort into
that's sick, man.
I did it, and that I think that's the reason why I'm pretty creative at the moment. So thank you so much, and thank you, auntie.
Yeah, thank you, auntie.
And thank you to my mum as well, just in case you see this.
I told you, I get some voice notes from my mum.
Say
like, mum, what do you think I'm doing? Do you want to come to the live show? Would you mind bring your mum to the live show?
I would, but I want it to be the biggest live show we've ever done.
Don't think Shepherd's Bush is
I want to O2 Royal Albert Hall, something like that.
So you can't see her, you want to be
I just want it to be the biggest one so she understands
imagine your mum coming through into Shepherd's Bush and seeing everything. The thing about our parents,
true.
They know what we're doing, but they don't know.
They have to see it.
When they see that, they're just like, wow.
Maybe I should invite my mum this year. I don't know.
Yeah, let's put my mum on guest list.
Right.
My mum wants to come to this one.
Yeah,
if one mum comes, all mums have to come.
Listen, I'm down.
But they're gonna end up sitting at the back though.
No, so they have to.
They have to sit down, though. They have to, like, because the back is, like, they're standing up and that.
No, what? It's not standing.
No, it's unreserved.
It's all seated.
Yeah, that's calm. Yeah, let them sit.
Yeah. But I want them to see.
Nah, they will slap if we bring our parents, but then we have to reduce the...
I won't. She won't understand those parts.
Nah, my mum understands, man.
And what? You're a grown ass man.
Yeah, but if E-Man's doing something, something. Yeah, man.
When E-Man's doing all of this, come on. You're going to be like, that one. Get him out. Anyway, growing up in an African household, what was it like? I spoke a bit about my experience, the good parts.
Yeah.
And then a bit of the bad parts. What was it like for you, man?
I think it was. It's tough, man.
How so?
It's just, do you know what it is? Yeah? It's a lot of pressure placing such a young child.
Yeah. How?
To be great. Like, in every aspect. Well, maybe academically.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you have to
to be fair, being on time was all good. But it's like you're coming home and you have this expectation to be responsible, to be prompt, to be good, to not get distracted, to not join bad gang.
That was the hardest part.
Teams, yeah, honestly. Mm.
To come home straight after work. Like there was a lot of responsibility placed on things. Bro, sometimes when I think about like, I don't know about you guys, but it's like sometimes when I think like going home by yourself at 11 years old, like that's in year seven, it's a madness.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Do you know what
I'm saying? That's calm.
Did
you take bus though? You took bus home, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I took bus as well.
Are you
talking to primary school?
No, secondary school. Primary school, you walk to. Secondary school, you get bus. And then college, you get like train or bus.
In year six, did you walk to primary school by yourself or do your mum?
No, I'll get buses to primary. My primary school was in the city. I'm a city boy.
Oh, okay.
Your primary school was in the city.
Ooh, that's mad,
bro. Oh, yeah, Old Street, but that wasn't a city back then.
That's
mad. Old Street was a ghetto back then, man.
It was grimy then. Old school was not grimy. Old Street was grimy.
Who?
Hoxton.
Oh,
it's just across the road, to be fair. So yeah, basically, Old Street.
Did you have to do Saturday? You're speaking about academic pressure. Did you have to do Saturday school?
I went Saturday
and
school.
Tuesday school.
I did. Did you do Bible school as well?
Bro, I did Tuesday school.
Wait, you wasn't going to actual school on Tuesday?
No. After school on Tuesday, I did Tuesday school. Then I would go to church Wednesday, then Friday night vigil. Then Saturday school.
Yeah.
And then church on Sunday.
Yeah, you're active. Yeah, that's
good.
And I was living in North London.
What's John 3:16?
My church was in For God So Loved the World.
Okay, cool.
And then my church was in... See, I said that. I didn't even have to think about it. Anyway, let's continue. My church was in South London, bro. So I'm traveling from North London to South London.
So you didn't get time for like PlayStation and stuff like that?
Yeah, I would. You find time when you're... What else are you doing?
Yeah, it's so true. Chatting to girls.
You got to level two where man.
It wasn't allowed. Like, PlayStation wasn't permitted. My brother's like 8 years older than me, so he bought a chipped PlayStation.
Right.
Like, bro, we would play it. My mum, you hear the keys in the door. I remember one time when my dad caught us playing PlayStation, yeah? And like he kept on catching us and he kept on hiding it, but we kept on finding it. I think I've told you.
You're just not allowed to play the PlayStation.
No. What's that? What do you mean? Yeah. You got to read books
and a Bible.
Do you know what I mean? And then, bro, he hid the PlayStation in my room, bro. I didn't find it for like a year.
Oh, wow. It was under your bed or something?
Bro, it was on top of this, like I had a walk-in wardrobe and it was on the top there.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me this.
When things are high, it's like Tomb Raider. You can't just get to anything.
Bro, you're never going to think your parents are going to slide it in your own bedroom.
Yeah,
my dad is a prick. That's sick.
Nah. Were you not allowed girlfriends? Sorry, go on.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed girlfriends, but my dad's quite chilled now.
Yeah.
But back then, my dad loved punishments, loved punishing me and my brother. But to be fair, my dad was more lenient on me than my brother. Like, my brother had it hard.
Your brother's the oldest.
Yeah. My brother's the oldest.
Yeah, that's why.
Hard. Like, my brother had to wake up at 12 a.m. to read his book.
Wow.
12 a.m.
to read his book, because my brother hated... Like all doing
12 a.m. in
midnight. To the room. I'm not even joking. My dad will come to the room.
When does he get to sleep?
No, he's sleep in my house.
Wait, let me start.
No, I need to hear this properly.
So how old is your brother?
In bed. And then,
so this is like sort of secondary school time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's like 4 years older than I am.
So he's doing his
GCSEs and that, but so he just refused to read his books. My dad would never see him revising.
So would he sleep and then wake up at...
So it would be 9, 10. He goes to bed. My dad, 12 at night, he set his alarm. The alarm would go off.
Come to the room,
wake up my brother and tell him to go read his book.
Man, say, what's the hypotenuse at 12 a.m.?
No, because my brother just refused to, you know, like he's proper intelligent and whatnot, but he just refused to read his book at home. But me, I had it a little bit more lenient, but my dad just used to send me to do chores. You might know, my dad used to
call
me downstairs to make him tea like three, four times a day.
Did you ever do those punishments when you're squatting like this?
Yeah.
Wait. I had to do the one where you have to
stool down. Yeah.
Stool down. That's what it's called. Stool down.
Yeah. Or stool down.
Yeah. I had to do that.
My dad had that knee, the knees, and you have to stretch your hand. And I swear down.
What, as in on your knees and stretch your hands.
Yeah. That's abs, bro.
Yeah, that's cold.
I'm not even joking. I genuinely believe that's why my abs will never disappear. No matter how much beer I drink.
Bro, I did that best. I ain't got no abs right now.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Those punishments are actually good for you. Like they do actually make us a lot stronger.
At seven.
Bro, honestly, those are.
That's what's going on.
They don't make you stronger.
Exactly. Yeah.
That stuff's for the army, bro.
But you don't need to be strong at that age, bro.
But when you get to this age, then you
the reward. So you think your strength is down to the punishments? 100%.
Mentally or physically? Mentally, physically, or both?
Listen, all of it. Carrying shopping bags. It makes you mentally strong and physically strong.
Let me ask you a question. Facing the wall, what muscle was that?
Facing the wall, that's one of the worst ones ever, bro.
Making me do nothing.
Because you know Nickelodeon's on right now.
Yeah.
And your sister's watching it in the back, you can hear her laughing.
As soon as you turn around,
and why is she letting her watch Nickelodeon when I'm facing the wall?
It's psychological.
Yeah.
My dad will beat me, and then I'll be in my room crying, and it's dinner time, and he's calling me down to come and eat. But he's talking to me as if he hasn't just came.
So how was your week?
How was school? How was school? I'm like, bro, I don't want to talk to you now. Sometimes
they beat you and then they're just like mad kind to you.
Most of the time,
if you check the Geneva Convention, those are like torture techniques. That's what they're going around people.
Even the war, they're selling things you don't do.
Geneva Convention. They're not dropping nukes.
Is that not learning how you can be angry with someone and then you can just move on from it straight away?
Yeah,
you're too young at that age to understand that's what it is.
Manny's angry.
The thing is, see, the way I am now, if I'm unhappy about something, I need a minute to just deal with it before.
You upstairs. I think you were punished correctly, though.
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't know the breeze.
He's saying you still got food at the end of the day.
I'm saying, so your dad will beat you.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, he'll just say, are you all right, Manny?
He wouldn't ask you, am I all right?
He's having a normal conversation. He hasn't beat you out of anger that he's faced at work today. It's because you've done something wrong. He's beat you for that reason, but he feels like he can talk to you thereafter.
I feel like the problem is the proportion to what I've done, to the level of...
Yeah, the consequences.
And there must be trauma part of it.
Do you think...
Sorry.
Yeah, no, go on.
Do you think...
Shay, can I say one thing? Before we started recording, Debbie said Shay was going to do exactly what
he did. He was waiting.
Because I didn't want to let that point miss.
Yeah, go on.
No, but you said, sorry, you've done this. And Debbie knew your reaction was going to be like this.
I know.
Go on, Shay.
I'm conscious, yeah.
Pause.
Do you think that has an impact on you today, like, in terms of the punishments or the situations you had when you're younger? Obviously, you knew your parents did what they did because that's what they knew to punish you. Mm. But they weren't punishing you out of, like, evilness. It's just because that's just how they disciplined you at the time.
I've uninstalled it. You have to uninstall all of that. So I think when I was 16, where it's like the beating stopped, but they're still kind of very vivid to you. I think that's when I was, like, bare angry, bare aggressive. And I had an anger problem. But then it's like when I knew that might have been the cause, I had to kind of uninstall it. Just delete it from my system, bro. And now I think I'm done.
I was fearful of my dad, bro. Like, you shouldn't be growing up being scared of your dad.
I feel like being fearful was good in this generation. Because you don't want your kids out there thinking like they can do whatever they want and your parents aren't.
And sometimes kids need fear.
They need that, man.
I needed fear, bro.
I honestly did. You wasn't bad.
No, I was bad, but I wasn't.
You didn't even know him.
Nah, just. Bro, the Nicholas thing, that's crazy. Like, I'll make jokes in class and get sent out. That doesn't deserve a caning.
Yeah.
I hear it.
I needed fear. But I wasn't even scared of the beatings to an extent. Or sometimes I was just like, I'll hack it. Like, this is worth it. Mm. Me climbing this scaffolding is worth
it. So that's a great point. Like, it was always about the motivation. For me, linking a girl and being out outside my curfew was better than, I don't care what beatings I get. At least yeah. I litched. Yeah.
For me, it was
I litched Shauna for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
That's, while you're getting caned,
bro, that's. That's
and when you're younger, you could
what the
bro? Sorry. What were you saying?
Sorry, Chanel. That's what it was.
Oh, Chanel.
When you're getting beat, you're just thinking about the least.
You can do this for time. You can face the wall. You're lifting the wall. Shout out, baby.
The punishment either.
I don't think I ever, like, I would be scared to get, I wouldn't want to get beats, but I would still misbehave.
Yeah.
Scary,
like good,
bro.
You guys seem like good kids, man.
I was a bad boy.
I was good. I was kind of good, to be fair.
Benj, this towards you because it seemed like you were the naughtiest kid.
You was definitely, but yeah, go on.
No, I wasn't as bad as that.
Yeah, I thought
that was bad. But in terms of the beatings you received, do you think if you didn't receive that and your parents were more lenient on you, you wouldn't be where you are today?
I'll be in jail or something. I'll be in jail or something mad would have happened. Genuinely, like I genuinely believe that, to be honest, because even with the beatings, even with the fear, even with the different approaches they tried, I was just doing. I was just too out there, man. It's just too crazy, man. I'm scared to have me as a son, bro.
Where did it come
and
from?
And you will. You will have you as a son. No, but you will though. That's how it works.
No, but you want him to have the creative genius side.
Yeah.
That's you don't want the villain side.
The villain side, yeah.
Yeah, to balance those, hey, some of the worst villains have that creative side as well. Some of the worst of them. So you can get that balance wrong sort of thing. I wouldn't have had to handle it, to be honest.
No, but with your degrees and your masters and all that.
Yeah. And your experience.
And your experience. Like,
you know yourself, so you probably know how to.
Yeah. And your partner as well. Your partner will soften a lot of the blows.
Yeah.
You need to breed with someone that's calm.
Yeah.
Not just calm. Don't get married to someone. Just breathe.
Well, imagine he goes with someone that's the same as him.
Yeah.
Actually, let me not even talk about. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that's scary, bro. That is very scary.
What kind of parents do you guys think you're gonna be?
Psychological, bro.
I think I'm gonna be a fun dad.
I think we all will be.
Yeah, 100%.
I think Manny is just gonna let them do what they want to do.
I'm gonna be a fun dad.
Well, no, why do you say that?
The boys getting battering because that's all I know.
Nah, come on, man.
You can't.
Because. But just this one.
Don't tell me how to raise my kids.
We're of that generation now where we're first generation. Our parents have come, and obviously they grew up in Africa.
Yeah.
They grew up in West Africa. Yeah. That's their culture. That's how they knew how to discipline. So we're of that culture now where we've kind of integrated into UK culture.
Mm.
So we understand that, like, beating is just not the best form of disciplining your kids in it.
Mm.
Maybe to an extent, but like not to the harshness of levels.
Yeah, not to the
harshness. Our approach to discipline with our kids and our approach to just raising our kids are going to be completely different.
I think so.
There's
going
to be aspects of our culture that obviously that we wouldn't want to keep going.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be so many different things that you would want to go and raise your kids as.
But have you thought about what you're going to do? What are you going to do different? And to keep your household African, which I'm assuming we all still want to do, like some element of African. How are you going to raise your kids?
Conversation. I didn't have a lot of conversation.
Yeah. I think conversation is key, man.
Yeah.
I think I was talking to
you're having a conversation with me, I'm like,
I'll go to the head teacher, all my daddy does is talk anyway.
I was talking to one of my female friends today, and she's raising like kids, and one of them's like teenager, like in year 9, and one of them's like younger. The boy's a bit younger, and she said, her husband, he basically is very traditional, so the kids can't say anything to him.
Mm.
And they're learning. They're like, these kids are soaking in everything that we're soaking in, like TikTok, YouTube, everything on TV, school. That's anything we know. They know in school, so they can't say anything to their dad, but they say it to her, and they'll be asking her questions like just normal questions, like, "What would you do if I came home and I was pregnant?" And then year 9,
Jeez.
So like, you want that relationship with your kid where they can actually say something to you, because then you can at least give your experience of something like that, or knowledge. I don't want to be their friends, but I want to be able to talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
How would you handle...
I don't want to be the dad that you can't say anything to about
yeah,
about
but at the same time, you need to know that certain things you don't come and talk to me about.
Yeah, yeah, I agree 100%. With that.
100%. So I don't know, man.
The example you gave... It's a hard one, actually. It's a hard one.
Like, imagine your... Imagine your daughter in year 9, yeah? Comes to you and she says, Dad, what would you do if I came home and I told you I was pregnant?
The first thing I do, I get the Quran. That's the first thing I do. And explain to them that you know you're not having sex until marriage. Mm-hmm. If they ask me, what did you do? I say, it's not about what I did. Because it's about I want you to be better than me.
Yeah.
So it's not even a comparison thing.
Okay, now your dad said that to you and you've got Chanel on your mind. Are you going to see Chanel or are you just going to be like...
My dad, I got Chanel on my mind. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying you have Chanel on your mind.
Your dad's preaching to you, but you have Chanel on your mind. Are you going to go and take your dad's
I'm not having them conversations with my dad.
I know, but he's just saying... I don't understand. But he's saying now that you didn't have them conversations in your mind.
Yeah.
But now, with your son, you're going to have those conversations because you know...
Why am I having them conversations with my son now?
But stop being a prick, man. I'm being serious.
He doesn't understand.
Being serious. Do you not want to have them relationships where your son or your daughter is talking to you about sex from a young age?
Me personally, as soon as they know about it, I want them to tell me about it.
I agree with that.
I don't want to be that dad where and it probably will happen, but I don't want to be that dad where like my kids feel like they can only talk to their mum about
it. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. You do need a male perspective as well.
That's what I'm really careful.
I hear that, but there's so much that they can learn or so much can come across in school on TikTok, like anything that you're saying. You have to be fearful of like you're allowing your kids to be too inquisitive and too open-minded to things.
Oh, I don't know.
You have to protect them.
You know what?
You have to protect them
in this world, yeah?
Like, if money...
Where there's so much information to everything.
100%.
And they're going to be so curious. They're looking at things from different sources. Wouldn't you want to go and be in a position as a father to go and, like, talk to them about all the things that they're seeing?
Bro, their best friends. Their best friends would probably have these conversations with their parents. So their best friends are going to them, telling them about what they're talking about. And then all of a sudden, your child just, by proxy... Is that the right word? is in the vicinity of those sort of conversations.
Yeah.
So they're gonna. I think you're not even. Yeah.
You actually got it right.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna be in that whole. So they're gonna come to you with some of the things that you had no idea that they'd be thinking about. But their best friend's dad or mom is talking to them about that, and you'll just be like, "Oh, go away."
No, I'm not gonna say that. I'm okay. First, let's go back.
Okay.
I was talking with a lot of emotion. Obviously, you want your child to be able to come to you and talk to you about certain things.
Yeah.
Because you want to be aware of them potentially making a mistake outside.
Yeah.
So you want to educate them.
Yeah.
100%. But I still want my child to know right and wrong. So you know that the way I've raised you, you shouldn't do certain things. So don't come to me and be like, Dad, what's cocaine like? What does cocaine like? Don't be stupid.
I hate when money goes to the extreme.
I know it's an extreme example, but I can't think of one that's more realistic right now, innit? So I'm going to the extreme.
What?
I wouldn't. Okay, I wouldn't be vexed if my child came to me and said, "What's cocaine?"
I'll be vexed.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
Like, think about. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But bro,
because you're on cocaine,
I ask stupid questions.
What if you come and he goes, "Dad, what's cocaine?"
I would think it's a joke. I would be like, you're being, I'll have a conversation. I would not be better if my child came. I'd rather them ask me than go out and be sniffing cocaine, bro.
Yeah, but obviously.
Sorry.
Okay, for instance, can I give an example, yeah?
Yeah, give me
one. I was in year eight, yeah? Mm. And I was hanging out with my boys in the ends, and everyone was smoking weed.
Yeah.
But I decided in that moment, I'm not going to smoke because I didn't know what it was really. And I just felt like if I take it, it's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Now, I've gone home.
Sorry.
So I've gone home now, with the thought of, I had an experience where I could have smoked weed with all my boys. Yeah. I decided not to. I got nobody to speak to about that. So if I now went to my mum or my dad and said, oh, my people are smoking weed, like, what's weed? Like, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you kind of like
Jamba?
Like, your response determines what they do next.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think the fact that you couldn't have that conversation with your mum and dad meant that you knew it was just wrong and for that reason you didn't smoke weed in that?
100%. You knew that was wrong.
It's one of those things where you don't know weed's wrong because your mum's never said don't smoke weed, if that makes sense.
But you do know.
You know. She must have.
Yeah, because you're smoking. It's like a cigarette, isn't it? Smoking.
Exactly.
But anyway, I was going to touch on Manny's point. Having both parents who are best friends. Sorry?
I said you hate Ben. Ben's
gonna pull that.
He's hard.
Manny, what would you say, Manny? No, go on. You're right.
I partially agree with Manny because I feel like both parents can't be like best friends with their children. I feel like bad cop, good cop.
Yeah.
One of the parents can be really friendly with the children, then the other parent should be like more strict.
I don't want to be bad cop, innit?
That's when the divorce comes and they're like, hey, I'm getting mums.
Yeah.
I hear it, but
unless you got peas.
Good cop, bad cop, the only way to raise a child?
No, he didn't say that. Why do you want to?
There are some cops, bad cop, in which they can be good sometimes
and bad sometimes.
Bad sometimes. Yeah. And if you need to plant evidence on a guy that you know is committing crime, you plant.
You can play that role.
Both of you should be able to play bad and play good because then one's going to be the favorite and one's not. One of the kids are going to want to chat to one person, the kids are going to want to ask one for McDonald's and the other not for. I don't want to be that person.
I hear you. Okay, but cool. Example. Say you have a child like Deji.
Don't
say someone else.
I was just thinking about life.
With the way you
I said, say Fabian, bro.
With the way you want to bring up your kid, you just want to have conversations. You don't want to beat them, anything along those lines. But your child's like Deji. So every time you have a conversation with Dej, Dej's I can tell the teacher shut up. I'm gonna go back home. My dad's just gonna have a conversation. Don't tell the teacher to shut up again,
bro. Honestly,
and he just keeps doing it.
They learn that.
It's so true.
That punishment isn't enough.
It's so true.
So what do you do after?
There's other ways to punish your child, man. Did you not watch my wife and kids?
Oh yeah.
There's other. Like, it doesn't have to be a thing. It's like the things that they love. I'm not going football on Saturday.
That was a scripted show.
I was gonna say like I'm not gonna raise my child based on what the Wayans brothers wrote.
It's not to take it like word for word, but it's like it's the essence of it. It's like beating is not the only way to punish a child.
I agree with that.
You're not going to football on Saturday.
That was my worst punishment.
Take away karate. Take away self-defense.
That's the funniest thing. Okay, you're right, yeah. But when you got beats, it's not like you got to do what you wanted to do anyways. If I'm getting beats and I'm not going football.
Yeah, but the beats was just a dessert.
Like, if you didn't go football, it would have been enough.
What
you said about good cop, bad cop for both parents is important because there's certain things I'm thinking about. If I had a daughter, there's certain things that I'd want my wife to be a bit sterner on, and her message might hit home more than me saying it because easy response can be like, oh yeah, but dad, you're a guy, you don't know what it's like to go through X, Y, Z. So you're right. You can't just be a good cop, bad cop.
I'm just saying.
What'd you say if your daughter comes to you, she's 15?
Yeah.
Dad, my boyfriend, Tyrone, broke up with me. What'd you say?
What?
And she's sad.
I'll have a proper conversation with her. Proper breakup conversation with her. I'll be like, it don't even matter. It don't even matter. You see what set he's in?
What if he's in top set and he's
the most smartest guy,
the most athletic guy. He's
like, hey, let's.
he was hasty.
I mean, like, hey, don't think it's over just yet. It doesn't mean it's over. Break up don't mean it's over.
I decided to when he comes.
And that's dumb, man.
He's top set. He's athletic.
Nick
is insane, bro.
Go on.
Growing up in African households, obviously religion was a major part of all of our upbringings. So do you think you lot are going to have that same amount of importance in religion? Because I'm thinking that question with your daughter that's 15 is coming home talking about a boyfriend, how does that play? Like, when, cause you, some of you have got sisters. Were they able to talk to your parents about having boyfriends?
Of course not.
Impossible. What, was that from an African point or was that from a religious point?
Both. They merge. Yeah. They merge.
African and Christianity is like. Nigerian and Christianity is like.
They're one. They're one. It's the same thing. It's proxy. Thing. It's like.
It's a proxy.
Yeah, just smile and nod, man.
I'm not even acting like I know what it means, bro. I just love the X. It's the X. I think it's the same thing with the African thing. It's like you understand that there's so much of Christianity and religion that you want in your child's life, yeah. And there's so much of it that you don't want as well. Like, especially the way it was when we were growing up, anyway, sort of thing. There's a lot of it that you wouldn't want them to indulge in. So
it's true.
Yeah,
it's like you want them to be comfortable, I guess, maybe in dating and know the dangers of dating. But you don't also want them to be fully ingrained and active in dating as well.
Dating at 15 sounds insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
No, but we, like...
But come on, man. But we've lips at 15.
We did it.
Yeah.
Girlfriend and boyfriend. That's different from dating. We need to have that conversation another time. What is dating? What is the talking stage? What is...
When you're 15?
No, like in life.
Okay.
When you said dating, I immediately thought...
Nando's. No, then like actual dates.
Actual dates.
Cinema type thing.
Hey, imagine your daughter comes to you, she's 15, she's saying that Tyrone's taking her to the cinema.
It's a
7 p.m. viewing, it's a 3-hour film.
That's the norm now, though.
Yeah,
it's not the norm, bro.
Don't think so.
I'm going to that same screening.
Not EMA, I said EMA.
Yeah, that same screen.
I let the parents allow them.
That's pocket money, though.
Yeah,
they go to cinema.
Pocket money, cinema.
You've got kids out here with £300 Jordans on there.
What's the amount going to be pocket money? What's pocket money? What is pocket money?
Bro, pocket money for us was like £2.
I don't think I'm going to give the money. I'll pay for things.
Exactly, bro. There's no such thing as pocket money. Why are you giving your child money like that, bro?
They need money, man.
They need money.
You need money.
You need
to
buy drugs.
What are they buying? Chicken and chips. To buy sweets. Yes, chicken and chips. Travel. Lunch.
Everything's contactless.
Come on, come on, bro. Travel, top up the oyster.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bro, nah, you did this thing.
It's too much management.
Let me tell you, you need to teach them from early how to manage money.
Mm. I agree with that, but not. I don't think secondary school. I'm thinking about college.
Why? You can't pay that.
No, I was managing money.
Yeah, some people don't even go.
I wasn't.
We were managing £5 a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pens was good with money, but it's just tight.
Yeah, I was. I wouldn't spend anything.
Nah, man. I don't
know. These concepts, bro, when we have kids, everything we're saying now
is you're just gonna be tired. When they come at you, talk about like, hey, I'm watching something.
Tyrone's taking me out. You're just like,
yeah.
Just goes. There's a 50 on the counter. There's a 50 on the table.
Let me know when you call the Uber. Man. That's it.
I don't know why, bro. That's why they're Tyrone, bro.
Hey, Tyrone. I know you're dumb.
He's got imagine your son's taller than you as well. And Hedger.
I always get angry at the time when, I think I've said this before actually, when I was dating someone in college and we were going to go Nando's and her mom said, I'll give you money for it. And she was like, no, Peter's going to pay.
What, man?
That's insane.
I've got nothing left.
Bro, she's in a four-bedroom house with a bidet.
A bidet in college.
Bro!
What made her think that you had it, though?
Bro, you ask her.
I don't even think they think about it. They just think it's a guy.
I was angry as fuck. I'm going to eat.
What if your son comes to you and she's like, oh, yeah, I've got a date. I need to take her to Nando's. Like, I'm the
give
man.
Me peas.
Wait.
I'll give him peas, man.
Yeah.
My son's got to be a Mac, man.
16.
I'll say go Nando's.
Nah,
bro.
Indian's like 16.
I'll give him my loan card.
He's got to work for it.
Whatever's on there.
I'm not going to just give you Nando's money.
But as opposed to what's lower than Nando's? Where he's going to take someone on a date?
Chicken and chips
all day. Invite them round.
Scenario. Your son comes to you, yeah, he's like, He's like, yeah, like I'm dating the girl of my dreams, the most popular girl
what
in
age?
School.
What age?
He's like 16, 17.
Yeah. Okay. College, yeah?
College. He's like, I'm dating the most popular girl in the college. Like, she's the girl of my dreams, good personality, everything. But like, she's very desirable. I need to take her. Hack a sat.
Hacker,
who?
Hacker. Man said hacker son. I'll be real though, yeah.
Dad, please.
I'll say I'll take the whole family on Mother's Day and she can come.
He's like, no, I need a first date.
Fuck you, son.
Bro, I think that is the norm now.
No, not Hackathon, not the norm.
Not Hackathon.
He's 16 years old, they put the McQueens on, got the Gucci.
Yeah, that could be that's their older brothers or something, or their cousins,
are you
man.
Are allowed in Hackathon at age?
Maybe, you know. If you got money, they're going to accept you, bro.
Oh, my day.
If you're 16, you have to pay before you eat.
Especially when you look like
the last year. Yeah,
100%. That's insane. These kids, what, that are wearing Gucci?
They're wearing Gucci.
Yeah, but remember, we all wearing fake 110s, so how do we know it's real?
Yeah, they've got their ways, man.
True.
And there's some things you can be,
But 110s and Gucci are different levels, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We weren't touching Gucci back then. We had Averacks and all that.
Time value of money.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's play. We played this last week, and it was quite fun. We do it at the live show. So we're going to play Whose Line Is It Anyway? We got some different lines this time round. And we've got Tim and Vish with us here, who also have some lines. So here's what we're
going to do. You got lines?
We're going to do, yeah.
Pause.
We're going to do one round. We'll go round, say one. Whoever's one stinks, well, the bottom two that stink, you get voted out.
Calm.
Yeah? Is that cool?
Calm.
That makes sense.
Calm. Yeah.
That will make sense, yeah? Yeah. Okay.
First one. I remember it.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Guys, the first one is lines you will say to your boy to console him after he's just broken up with the lovely, the beautiful Lori Harvey.
Oh, shit.
Console your boy.
I will say, damn, son. Don't worry about it. It's not going to affect your future.
Okay. Oh,
Macayabs.
I like that. Run yours. If it's better, then run it.
Damn, son. But I got next.
Stinks.
Let me go next.
Let me go next.
Oh,
yeah.
I would have said,
never would have made it.
What?
Because he never would have made it.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo.
Yeah, but explain.
You know what? What would have been great is if you sang it in the right tone.
No, that wouldn't have been great.
It would have. I don't know who the artist is.
I don't get it.
Marvin Sapp.
It's Marvin Sapp.
I said Max Blumore.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of white.
I thought my tone was calm.
No, I read you. You're a real Muslim, bro.
He would never have made it.
Why is he singing the
Christian? Never would have made it.
Do you know what the line was?
Yeah,
his line makes sense. Like, you never would have made it.
Let's roll about. Did you get my one?
The future as well.
You got that? Everyone got that?
Can I do mine then? Or are you going?
Let him go. I'm scared of mine now.
I'm sorry, she's no longer in your future, but she might could be in mine.
She might could she be in mine.
Oh, Michael B.
Yeah, no, I got that.
It stinks.
It stinks.
What did I say?
Okay. She's no longer in my future, but she might could be in mine.
No, Ema.
He forced the fuck out of that.
I had to force it.
Ema, do it again.
You're forcing the play, bro.
You two, you're on the left, innit? Kieran T and me and Jose Antonio Reyes. Rest in peace.
Ema, say the whole line again.
I'm sorry, she's no longer in your future.
Yeah.
But she might, could be in mine.
No, no,
Let's move on.
Mine is different from you guys.
I hope so.
Mine is, at least you won't have to pay Ulez.
Huh? Because she travels.
No, because her name is Laurie, so she's a Laurie. At least.
I can say, damn, son, the future's bright.
Are you crazy?
The future's bright.
Man City, Arsenal.
You can't be the same one.
You matter all the relegation.
Okay, the future's bright.
All right, let's vote. Who's going off?
Shakes, you're 100%. You're out.
Shake, you're gone.
I don't know. Mike could be.
I genuinely, just because of creativity, I want him out.
At least you don't have to play.
He tried.
Laurie. That's creative.
Wait. What lines did you not have?
No. Let them vote. Who do you guys vote out? Okay, cool. You man.
Shake and E, man. It's unfair, exactly.
Because everyone had that down.
You man are out. Sorry.
I asked a question and you man want me to be shy. What do you want me to do?
Lack of originality. Is that going over the board?
I'm going out.
Iman and Sheikh were shy. I don't know if I can swear here, but they were fucking shit.
Of course we can swear.
Okay. They were Makayabu. So we substituted them in for Dorisu and...
Enyema.
Hopefully... I'm going to put it right on the spot. Hopefully this is a bit better.
Yeah.
Go on.
Is this the same...
Laurie Harvey.
Laurie Harvey.
Don't make it stink, please.
No, get close to the mic, lips it.
The only Harvey I want you to be thinking about is Harvey Barnes for fantasy.
Wow. It's better than E-Man's.
Yeah. It was better than what we had. Yeah, could be. That's what you needed to do as well.
I'll say the other one.
Say both.
Okay, I'll say the first one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to look to the future. She dumped him too.
I like that's the best way.
That's better than what they did. Better than future is bright.
I like that.
Did anybody have any more?
I had another one.
Go on.
I remember it.
This is your round submission, though.
This is your round submission. Don't worry, son. You're part of a sweet resume on her CV.
Ooh, I don't mind that.
I was going to say you're number 210 on the list, but I think that was.
You're number what?
210. Finish that bear man.
Oh yeah. Damn. They both stink. Yeah. Heath one stinks because he used CV and resume and just say basically an
invitation. Imagine, say
your next one.
My second one is don't worry about it. Those lorries are expensive to maintain.
Okay.
I genuinely think that might be the best one.
That's the best one.
That was good.
So far.
Yeah? I'm getting thumbs up. I should have led with that. Sorry.
All right, so next line, yeah?
Wait, do you guys have any Laurie Harveys? Any more Laurie Harveys?
Nah. At least you don't have to pay congestion charge.
That's my Kyogre time, too.
So the next one on the list is chat up lines for a lawyer.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Let's go this way.
Okay. So chat up lines for a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to break clause on our contract, baby.
Okay, average. Yeah, it's not bad. Cool.
It's like trying to pick your best Pokemon for the battle. Okay, you put the Q in prosecute, I put the D in defense.
That's okay.
I liked it as well.
Yes.
Guess it's going to steal your heart. Guilty!
Not yeah. it's all right, it's all right.
Bangs is low right now.
I'm first.
Why are you breathing like
that? I'm scared, bro. I'm scared.
Breathing like a dog.
I know, skip me.
No.
There's no order in the court when you arrive.
I like it.
Feels like Google.
I like it.
You review clauses A, B, and C. Don't worry, I got the D covered.
You're safe. I got 40 points. It's beyond reasonable doubt that I'm going to eat your ass tonight.
What the f?
You have to go.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look at this guy. No. I don't even want to look at you. You have to go. 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 No, it's just.
What part did you not like? What part?
The beginning, the middle, and the end.
You guys didn't do law GCSE.
We understand what you were trying to do, but we hated it. We hated the whole part. We hate everything about it.
The ending was just unnecessarily.
Yeah. Not reasonable that I'm gonna eat your pussy tonight.
It made it a little bit better, but I still hate it. I still hate it.
It's beyond reasonable that we're gonna live tonight.
Nah, you're out.
That's free.
I'm gonna leave.
Pedro's out. Pedro's
out.
Second round.
Yeah, let's go again. Okay, I'll go again. Hey, baby, why don't you come back to mine for a little bit of Actus Reus?
Don't wink.
Meaty. Go on, then.
Okay, can I get your mum's number? That way, you won't be the only one in law.
Oh.
Nice.
You're a rapper. Yeah.
Nice, you're a rapper.
You're a rapper.
Hey, I was scared. Because, hey, it's a bit of, yeah, hey.
Do you want to come around tonight? All you got to do is pass the bar. Pass a bar, like pass the bar.
No.
Okay.
On the way to my house, pass the bar.
I got the bar, the legal, but I didn't get the bar.
I got the bar as well because, like, okay, you walk past the bar. Anyway, move on. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Okay. No Fifth Amendment can keep me quiet from saying how much you look beautiful. I'm out. Let me go.
The Fifth Amendment fucked him up so bad. His breath count it was gone. He can't say that many syllables.
Sorry, his breathing was all over that.
He has to come up for air.
You're guilty as hell. Whoever cried is guilty.
I can't breathe.
You know the worst thing about him? He quit.
You quit near the end as well.
Tim, man. Flipping out. Yeah, you do. He's gone.
Now what? Are we going to stop again?
No. I think Tim and Pedro are out, bro.
Pedro's been pending.
No, he's got a second go to redeam himself.
Okay, cool. That's
what he said.
Wait.
Go, Manny. If you got one.
We agreed.
If Manny's got one.
I'm not leaving.
You guys can argue yourself.
Yeah, but Tim can't go out twice though.
No, I don't mind.
We need two people out.
But we've substituted people, so let's continue, bro. Let's continue the second.
Okay, go on.
Get this guy out, man.
No, that's true. We should go to the next one. He's right.
Nah, but these man might have. You might have some, right?
You lot got some.
Yeah, bro.
Gone.
So me and Pedro go out.
Wait, man. You're holding us up, man.
You're out, though.
You're genuinely holding us up. Manny, just go.
I don't care what you say.
I'll tell you, man.
I don't need to say it.
Guy, say it. Hold it for the next round. Hold it for the next round. All right, bye. All right, cool. What, round three on law? Because I've got another one for law.
You go.
All right, cool. If you come back to mine, I'll show you the real laws of attraction.
Ooh, you're good at this. You studied it.
Next week, we're doing psychology.
I'll say, baby, did it hurt when you fell down from heaven? Because I can be your personal injury lawyer.
That was a long shit, bro. It was a long shit, bro.
I like the way you were looking at me, I thought it was gonna come cold.
You're falling down from heaven, you're hurting, like, I can be your
I just want you to know you're out.
You're out. You might be, eh?
Yeah, you got it.
Down.
You know who's a lawyer?
I plead guilty to all counts of loving your body.
That's okay.
It's okay.
No, strong enough. This guy's a sicko, man.
Okay. I would like to lie with you in court.
You know you can be prosecuted for that.
You should have left that one out.
If you run out, then you have to say you've run out.
Oh, you got a man. I can be the Olivia to your Pope. We can have a scandal.
It's not bad.
Scandal saved you.
Scandal saved you.
I can be your Harvey to your Spectre. Me and you suit.
Ooh. You're Keaton. Yeah. I would have murdered you.
I saw that on
Lawyers Go Dating. I saw that. Alright, so Vish.
Well, you gotta go. Oh, did you start?
I started.
Yeah. So yeah, you two. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let's go.
You have to go. You have to get out.
Okay. Cool. What is the next one?
You got it.
Let me get it. 2 seconds.
There's a reason why. Obviously, we know why Shake is not here, but there's a reason why Vish is not here.
Yeah, Vish was guilty. Like,
on all counts.
Really, really guilty. We're talking about 5 years.
Yeah, minimum.
Minimum 5 years.
No bail, no parole.
No bail. Lock him up, put him in. He's in orange right now.
Right, cool. On to the next one. Things you can say about food, but you can't say about your girl.
Ooh, start us off.
Say to your girl.
This is a tasty.
Are we doing it free for all?
No, you start starting us off.
I want to order a mighty meaty.
What?
Things you can say about food, but you can't say to your girl, I want to order a mighty meaty.
Okay. I don't like that one.
I don't like it.
Okay, go on.
This tastes better than it looks.
That's sorry.
I like that.
I've got one. I only eat it with ketchup.
Next.
I only eat it with mayonnaise.
Hey, dude, no, you gotta keep trying to save you, bro.
Yeah.
I prefer the side dishes.
I had that as well.
Oh, why does it smell of fish?
Oh, I can't get this taste out of my mouth.
Come on, boss man. These breasts are tiny.
He saved it, you know.
You're the redeemer, though, because you're on the edge. You're on the edge.
Wait. Let's be honest. He has to go because he's first one. He can't just say another one and he's in.
I like the savior.
I don't mind if we're better. But he just copied Pedro's.
Who?
No.
He's like, oh, it's hard here.
I said, I can't get this taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, but he's a...
It smells like fish.
It's similar. Yeah, but it's the same, but you...
It's really different senses.
You put J. Cole on yours, right?
Oh, I know why you said that.
I didn't even know.
Huh?
Because it was on par with Vicious. Is that what you're saying I have to leave?
No, it was just shit.
Nothing's on par with Vicious.
I don't have any saviours,
to be honest. I had is creamy.
You can't say that.
That's funny. Okay.
It's good.
Well, you can't say that to your missus. Ah, creamy.
Yeah, but what is the function of this to get people to laugh?
Yeah. If it's the function to get people to laugh, then I
guess. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I want to return it. There's a hair in here.
I'd love to give some to my mates when they get here.
Oh my gosh.
You can't say it to your girl.
Okay, that's true.
Bro, are you playing the game or something? Sorry. I'm crazy, bro. You don't even know the line. You cannot say it to your girl. Cannot. Not. You guys are getting, I don't even know why we're up last round. It's crazy here. I don't want to play this game.
Okay, make sure you go, dog.
I'm not moving. Not even thinking about
it. Someone go. Someone else go.
I can go. Yeah, I'll take seconds.
Why wouldn't you say it? Oh, as in a second girl.
So you guys don't even know the game.
I do, but it's
I like seconds, so. I'll say it all the time.
I got no more.
Oh.
I got one.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't taste as good as the Italian I had last night.
Oh. You didn't even need to do that.
Bare pauses in between. Shake, don't ever come back.
Go on. But this one might mean
you're out.
I'll take the risk.
Okay, go on.
Oh, this is a risk. Okay. Look at the size of these water lemons.
Water lemons?
Yo.
Oh my god.
Tim, is everything okay?
No, I want to say melons. That's what happened.
We know what he wanted to say, because water lemon is not a real fruit.
I know,
because
you had water in your hand and it got
me. Don't blame
me, bro. The water wasn't the
right one. Tyler confused him.
Water lemon.
That fruit slaps.
Okay, cool. Shake and Vish, what are yours? Don't do it.
Use your lips, honestly. Don't do any of
that accent shit. I was going to say, I hate the fat around the sides.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's all right. Now you guys
understand the game. That's all right.
To your girl.
Yeah, it's true. Damn, Vish.
Them eggs are expired, no?
Them what?
Eggs.
Oh, wait, oh. Wait.
Okay.
You're speaking Tim's language.
Yeah. Them eggs are expired, no?
Yeah.
That's his favorite genre.
Balance. You need a balance. Yeah.
Medium rare, please. I like mine with a bit of blood in it.
Oh my god.
You can't say that to your girl.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I don't even know how your brain is even getting there.
That's crazy.
No, you're right.
Sorry.
Yeah,
but it's not funny. I don't find it funny. You're thinking I'm gonna say that to my girl. I'm not saying that.
I got one. I got two.
Go on.
Get stuffed.
Do you know why delivery is so important?
Yeah, delivery is important.
That was stupid.
It's stupid, but he did it well.
And then my other one has already kind of been said, the breasts are dry, but the thighs are juicy. Let me eat that coochie.
Oh my God.
I can't eat that, it's haram.
Oh, that's crazy. I think I got one more. It tastes like crabs.
What does crabs taste like?
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm done.
Yeah, you understand our reaction to yours.
Exactly.
I got one more then.
Go on.
I hate eating out.
Why would you say that to food?
Because you want to eat at home.
You prefer to make home.
There's rice at home.
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah.
What, do you want me to get the question up again?
No, you slapped. Mm.
What's yours, Eman? Oh, ketchup, mayo,
Eman's one,
Tabasco.
The second one was bro.
It was stupid.
You love the bread about you. Let's move on, man.
Yeah. Let's do...
let's educate the people, man.
Yeah, the fun facts.
Fun facts. I don't mind going first, personally.
Go on.
Since you're so desperate to go... Oh, sorry.
Tinti, what's that thing sorry. That... Tinti, you got your degree?
And you know anything?
And you know anything? Did you know that octopuses have three hearts?
I did know that.
I actually didn't know that.
Two of the hearts is to pump blood to the gills. And do you know what the third heart is for?
To their reproductive organs.
Nope.
The brain.
Nope.
The body functions.
Nope.
To fancy another octopus.
Nope. Heartbreak.
Well, it's close.
Heartbreak.
But how does that make sense? How did they find that out?
What
octopus spoke to them and told them like, I just broke up with Laurie Harvey. My heart is pumping. Nobody said that, bro.
Yeah, but I just thought about it just now.
So you added the third heart.
So it's not a fact.
No, there's three hearts,
but you don't even know what the third one is.
You don't know what the third one does.
No.
So you're lying to us. You're not.
No, but you got caught out though.
You're in court now.
The third heart is to pump blood to the rest of the body, but you know your body functions when your
heart. What did I say?
When your heart has been broken, your body can't function.
Hey, get him out.
It's stinking. It's stinking. It's stinking.
Go next.
Mine's quite simple. So the original name for Google was actually called Backdrop.
What is that yours as well?
Man.
That's scary, man. You guys got the same TikTok algorithm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yo.
I don't know how that happened.
Yo.
He says, you guys got the same TikTok algorithm.
Love of the lips. That's crazy.
We stopped playing.
Yo.
You know what? Mine is, I was watching a Stephen Bartlett interview.
I was going to finish it, but
it's not finished. Sorry.
We'll wait until Bengals are finished. Bengals
will do the second half.
No.
Bengals will do the second half.
Okay, cool. I was watching a Stephen Bartlett interview, and he was talking about marketing and the way. No.
Everything has to be entrepreneur. Business, make money for me.
No, it's interesting. It's about the way we think. So. They done a study and basically gave a group of people two options. Either an all-inclusive trip to France, Paris, or all-inclusive trip to Rome. And everyone chose Paris. But then they switched and gave them three options and they said either an all-inclusive trip to Paris, an all-inclusive trip to Rome, or an all-inclusive trip to Rome without a coffee. And then everyone chose an all-inclusive trip to Rome. And the point of that is marketing, the way people think. When you give them an option where you're taking away something from them, they feel like the next bet's, I'm expecting this wrong still. Because you threw me off. You get what I'm trying to say.
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it's the psychology in marketing.
Because you went on TikTok, you think you have a good one. Guy next, look, he thinks he's
next. Going forward, can we make sure our fun facts are less than to like 20 seconds?
Yeah. less than 20 minutes, yeah.
We're the studio. You just regurgitate yourself.
Just pop the link. When you put the link in
Right here, man.
You can just go watch it.
I think it's interesting, to be fair, but
now it is. It was just long winded.
Yeah.
So keeping up with the geography facts.
Fuck you, man.
My algorithm is geography facts.
Okay, cool. I like that.
I recently found out that Australia is wider than the whole moon. So put some perspective in terms of how big the moon is.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, say that again.
Australia is wider than the moon.
Yeah. Mm. Shake, by the way, Shake... Just before we come on, Sheikh will go on Reddit and type in fun facts about geography. scroll down 5 times, pick one out, and then send it to you. Regurgitate it to you.
My TikTok algorithm is full of geography. And sometimes I need to go back to go and make sure I get the best ones. But I see them on a regular basis because that's my algorithm.
Can we see your TikTok timeline now?
You can see my TikTok timeline.
I can't open it.
Okay, I'm gonna copy Shake, and every single time I'm gonna do a psychology fact.
Zimbardo.
So yeah, my interesting fact is about the halo effect.
Okay.
The halo effect is basically it's a wide theory, but I want to focus on the attractive part because that's how it started. And it basically says that when you look better, if you're more attractive, then people assign positive traits to you that you might not necessarily have. So they did an experiment where they rated how attractive defendants were in court, and then they judged what their sentences were, and then they found that people that were more attractive were given lighter sentences and judged to be less guilty by the jury. So that's an effect by the judge and the jury. So the judge is giving them a lesser sentence, and the jury is also voting them not guilty more than they're voting them guilty, which is the reason why people started wearing suits to court and dressing nice to court, because they realize that the more attractive you present, the more good looking you present, the better the sentence you're likely to get. There's also an opposite effect to that called the horn effect. And obviously horns are for the devil, halos are for
angels.
That's basically pretty privileged, isn't it?
That's it.
That's what I don't understand by psychology. Why was that all of that explanation? Basically, if you look nice, I'm gonna treat you a bit nicer.
Yeah, basically. But that's the effect of proxy. You just think it sounds better,
You have to do a study on it to corroborate.
And to actually put it into context a lot as well.
You like that one, isn't it, Pedro? That was educational piece.
So. It was long. I cared about that a lot more than yours.
And you know what? This is what we need to learn about stories. Sometimes you can tell a long story.
There's a purpose.
Steve had a good house. When you're doing all of that, a lot of people are going to fall asleep. A lot of people.
And pretty privileged as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's
he fucked you all the way up.
All the way up. You 10-0 up, bro. So my one is actually about chainsaws, yeah? So I found this out this week, but do you man know what chainsaws were first invented for?
Cutting down trees.
So that's the more modern version of it. They were actually first invented in Scotland. Mm. And the reason they were invented is because when women were given birth, they couldn't... it was actually for, like...
The
uterus, like, if they weren't stretching enough, they would basically use it. But the chainsaw wasn't as heavy duty as it was back then. Then it became more mainstream, and then people started using it for wood, like chopping trees.
Fuck.
Yeah. No. 18th century. Look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, see, right. It's true, bro.
We've got our fact checker over there checking the fact.
18th century.
That's a good one.
Which
that's
is crazy to me, because how are you putting a chainsaw near a...
Yeah, but was it electrical? Surely not.
Nah.
It'd be handheld.
What did you tap in Google to find that out?
No, I learned that this week.
It's true. I about the vagina.
Sex education, man. You're up, Pedro, man.
Yeah.
I hope this stinks.
Yeah.
Hope it stinks.
What? I've already done mine.
Yeah, no shit.
You done yours?
Yeah, the free heart one, when there's actually two.
Oh, yeah.
Me, man, yours is horrible.
Yours is bad as well.
There was nothing good.
But both of you come up.
Yeah, both of us come up.
So my fun fact is, actually, and I want you all to try it. Everybody hold your nose.
Oh, gosh.
Hold it how?
Hum.
Just hold it?
Yeah.
Now try to hum the national anthem. When you're talking the hardest.
I understand.
Did you find this out this week?
It stinks.
Because I did this in a workshop this week.
You prepped us.
As an icebreaker.
You prepped us.
You
prepped us. Guardian.
Okay, it's about geography, actually. So, what's wrong? Okay, cool.
Nothing.
So, did you know in China, they actually use one time zone only?
Well, across the whole China?
The whole China. They're like one of the biggest countries. And if they did, it would be split up between 5 time zones. But they actually use one. So, they follow one in Beijing.
Wow. They try to control everything.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
Everything's uniform.
It's meant to be like 5 o'clock somewhere else. It's 9 o'clock, so they're following the 9 o'clock one, which is crazy.
So what? Hold on. You know with time zones, yeah? Surely it's darker in that place. Where
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like it's midnight. It looks like midnight, but it's 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's crazy. And they follow the Beijing one, that's it.
That's crazy. Because America do the opposite, so innit? America do like...
Speaking of Beijing.
Yeah, America... America, what you were saying, America have bare time zone, innit? That must be so weird to be in the same country, but... Then you have different time zones.
It's crazy.
And I think not every time zone or not every country changes time zone. Like when it's summer.
America, we've got like a week difference between
time zones.
And some countries, they don't do it.
They don't do it at all. Yeah. That's the reason why people are always having to calculate what the time is in another country when they travel, because it's never actually always the same.
Yeah.
What time is it in?
Anyway, that was us. This was Past the Meerkat. We hope you enjoyed it. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.
This is Tim from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.